Are you feeling hungry? Are you tired of eating the same boring food and you wanna cook something? So here I am with two recipes suggested by Google. This is really tasty and I'm sure you can try it at home. But disclaimer, these recipes require a lot of oven and fire cooking. Please make sure that children stay away from it. Parents should be beside the children if the child wants to make. And this should be under parent supervision. Also, these ingredients are only available in the foreign countries outside India, where you can definitely get alternatives of it. Thank you. So if you haven't understood the last point, you'll get to know. First recipe. Capri's mac and cheese. So, the ingredients is a bowl of uncooked elbow macaroni. You know, any type of pasta would work, but specifically the elbow macaroni. Then 1/4 cup of unsalted butter. Just take the normal Amul butter we Indians have at home. Okay, just 1/2 cup or 1/4 cup or 1/2 stick of butter. Then 1/4 cup of flour, the atta we have at home. Then 3.5 cups of whole milk. Whole milk, you can also use Amul milk or whatever milk you have at home. After that, 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon ground black pepper. So it's your wish if you want to add black pepper. 1 teaspoon of salt, swad anusar, as we say, according to the taste. 2 cups of baby spinach. If you don't have baby spinach, then just cut spinach into small pieces, right? 2 cups of shredded mozzarella, divided. Mozzarella cheese, you can easily find it in the stores, so yes. If you don't have mozzarella cheese, you can use any other cheese you have. 3 small tomatoes, sliced. 3 tablespoons chopped fresh basil. This is just for garnishing. If you want, you can buy it, or else it's just okay. Now let's see the procedure. First, preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius. If you don't have an oven, you can either use, your microwave. It has a setting to heat. So yeah, you can do that. Then bring a large pot of salted water to boil and cook the pasta according to the package instruction. Just do the normal steps how you cook a pasta, but don't add any filling on anything, nothing, just normal plain boiled pasta you need to make. Then drain and transfer the pasta to a large bowl and set aside. Make sure you just leave it without any spices or anything, just don't add anything, it should be plain. Then melt the butter over a low heat until it's foamy. You can melt it on the gas or maybe in the microwave or oven. After that, add flour to the foamy butter and stir it until it's smooth or slightly thickened, like about for 2 minutes. While you are stirring, add the milk. Just gradually just stir and keep adding milk, and just keep stirring until like about 4 minutes. And then you can season it with paprika, pepper, salt, according to the taste, swad anusar. Then put the spinach and stir until it's like fully drowned in it. Then add 1.5 cups of cheese or mozzarella and stir until it's completely melted. Then add, cooked pasta and stir it to coat in the sauce. Sprinkle the remaining 1/2 cup of mozzarella on the pasta. You can top it with anything. And arrange the tomato slices on the top. Then bake until brown and bubbling, like about 25 minutes. And top it with basil or anything and enjoy. It's like the basil and tomatoes is not a compulsory option. Also, some vegan or vegetarian substitution. You can substitute whole milk with almond milk and use your favorite vegan cheese in place of mozzarella. So yes, this is first recipe and it can serve 4 to 6 as per the instruction. Next is French bread pizzas. So you don't need a baguette for this. I mean, it is written in the instructions, but it's okay. Like, you can use any normal bread you have at your home, like brown bread or white bread of your choice. So ingredients is bread sliced in half crosswise and lengthwise, basically just a normal rectangle, 4 pieces in total, any pieces you can take. And this is gonna be pizzas, you know, the margherita pizza, veggie pizza. You're gonna do all of that. So margherita pizza toppings is, take a bread, just arrange tomato sauce, cheese, any toppings you want to put on your pizzas, literally any toppings. Preheat the oven to 350 Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius and line 2 baking sheets of parchment paper. And after that, arrange the bread pieces on the baking sheet, cut side up. Then, to make the margherita pizza, you can just spread some sauce and top it with mozzarella, cherry, tomatoes, basil, etc. To make barbecue chicken pizzas, you can spread sauce on top. Barbecue sauce on top and shredded chicken, shredded mozzarella and red onion. Then bake until the cheese is browned and bubbling above 10 minutes. And then you can garnish with etc. and enjoy. And also you can mix and match the ingredients in case you like something else. The vegan and vegetarian substitution is, you can omit the chicken and replace shredded mozzarella with your favorite vegan cheese alternative. So yes, I hope you like these recipes. These are really easy recipes you can try and make sure to give a review. Thank you. Bye.